This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1955. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded November 5th, Alaska, Andaman Islands, Australia, Bhutan, Bulgaria, China, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, Guinea, Israel, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Liberia, Madagascar, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A couple of weeks ago, we gave the new English schedule for KNLS Alaska. Now Harold Sellers in British Columbia, listening to the 12 UT broadcast, says it had fair reception on 7320. This one alone has a second frequency, however, 7355, and he notes that was occupied by Radio Marti. And I see both of them are scheduled with quite an overlap, as if that would be no problem in their respective target areas. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, in the DX India group, Joe Jacobs says, there were a lot of reports from DXers of better signals recently from All India Radio Port Blair on 4760. I've contacted the engineer and was told they have recently increased power from 4 to 8 kilowatts. It is a 10 kilowatt transmitter. The shortwave schedule is as follows. On 4760 at 2355 until 0300, and 1030 to 1700, another half hour on Saturdays and Sundays until 1730. In the daytime frequency, 7390 between 0315 and 0900. Mauno Rutula in Finland has been listening and says, please let him know there is an FM-ish spur from them around 4730. Regarding Reach Beyond Australia showing up in the ham band on 7190 in the new season schedule at 15 UT. Wolfgang Büschel forwards info from the IRU intruder watch and has been confirmed heard on that frequency by Wolf, DK2OM, October 30th at 1500 and S9 signal. He says, I've informed the German PTT for an official complaint. And in fact, they've now registered a replacement new frequency, 7530. More about that from Richard Lamont, G4DYA, of the RSGB Intruder Watch Coordinator. He says, I've received this info from the frequency manager of Reach Beyond Australia. On October 30th, he says, we have moved off 7190 as a matter of courtesy because ACMA, that's the government regulator, is still telling me it is okay for us to transmit on the frequency. I've asked ACMA to escalate the issue to senior personnel. They're quoting a radio regulation saying you are interfering with us, that is, the amateurs trying to use 7190. He says, I realize this is a really hot issue and needs to be resolved at a higher level. I would ask you to proceed with a formal complaint to your regulatory bodies, making the complaint against ACMA and not against us. We are the meat in the sandwich. So the new schedule is 7530 at 1500 to 1535 in Korean, except for English Fridays only, at 1515 to 1530. Ron Howard in California continues to enjoy above normal reception from Bhutan Broadcasting Service 6035, especially since there is currently no co-channel interference from PBS Yunnan China, and there has been above average even exceptionally good propagation from East Asia. But the closing time varies widely. Here's what he reports. On November 2nd, he was listening at 10:40, but it went off already at 10:45. November 3rd, it went off at 10:42. November 4th, however, it stayed on until 12:01. And November 5th, until 11:01. Via Roger, news from Kim Elliott's shortwave radiogram that the time has been changed for the transmission via Bulgaria on Saturdays on 9400 kilohertz. It's been moved 2 hours earlier, 14 to 1430 UT, hoping for improved reception in Europe in the daylight. And another program, Via Bulgaria, has also shifted 2 hours earlier on Saturdays. The mighty KBC on 9400, now at 13, until 14 UT, including a minute of beepery at 13:30. As a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba changed its clocks on exactly the same date as the Gusanos in Miami, from daylight to standard time. This moves most of Radio Havana's Spanish programming and some of its other languages 1 real UT hour later. It'll probably be another week or two before any seasonal frequency changes are made, as Arnie always takes his time to get around to that. But so far, a few things we have confirmed, also monitored by Wolfgang Büschel. The first English hour of the day is now at 20 UT, still on 15140 at least for now. The late evening broadcast to North America has been extended another hour, as it usually is in the winter. Another English hour until 08 UT on 4 or 5 frequencies in the 49 and even 60 meter band, at least on November 5th, 5040 was still running past 07. And Wolfgang Büschel heard the Esperanto service, Sunday only, now starting at 08 UT on 6100, while I heard the next airing at 1603 instead of 15 UT on 11760 and the additional daytime frequency 15140. Although it hardly matters since there is little or no modulation, Radio Cairo's English broadcast at 2115 to 2245 is now scheduled on 9900. November 2nd at 2208, I heard the dead air, or just a trace of music modulation, measured on 9899.571. And this also applies to the preceding French broadcast starting at 2000. That was also heard on 9899.6 by Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, in the Nassau flash sheet. He was actually able to hear some brass band music over and over between questions and answers, but it says the modulation was distorted and off-frequency like Radio Cairo. Time shifts affecting World Radio Network relaying via WRMI 5950. When they resume at 05 UT, it's an hour from Israel Radio now. I was expecting Radio France International to be at 06 UT. However, on November 5th, after 07 UT, it was definitely France instead of Germany. Not sure if that's a permanent change or a mix-up. They also confirmed Deutsche Welle in English at 22 UT as scheduled. Among the many lower-powered broadcasters from inside Germany on shortwave, Dave Kenny has this in the British DX Club about shortwave radio. Their current schedule is on 3975, 08 to 23 UT, and on 6160 from 08 until 15. If you hear French on 9650, you might well assume it is Radio Guinea, which reactivated a few years ago on this shortwave frequency only for some 18 hours a day. But it seems some major broadcasters are ignoring this fact, perhaps both in the English and Spanish sense. Mark Cody in Ontario reports to the ODXA, hearing China Radio International at 1846 in French with Afro-pop music and African vocals, but identifying as La Voix de Chine at 1900. So just because it was in French, you cannot assume it was Guinea. That's not its only problem with 9650. Eike Biervoet in Germany says Saudi Arabia is on a new channel of 9650. It is registered only at 14 to 18 UT, but still heard much later, with Guinea Weekly audible in the background, parallel to its web stream, rtgkoloma.info. For example, on November 4th, from 2018 UT, he was hearing Saudi Arabia atop with a call-in program, but it was gone by 2206 recheck. Rick Barton in Arizona says, I went from DXer to listener for this program. This was good. On Radio Nikkei 2 Japan 3945, November 2nd at 1330. Presented in English, music from the Hawaiian Islands. 3925, the other Nikkei, was on the air, but not nearly as strong as number 2 on 3945. of the three Tashkent-Uzbekistan relay frequencies of Radio Japan in English at 14 UT I mentioned before. Wolfgang Bischel says the only one actually in use is 6165, and the Palau relay is also on the air on 11925. The latest almost monthly frequency change for Seabreeze from Japan about abductions by North Korea for the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, normally in English only on Thursdays. The latest frequency is 7245, replacing 6165, heard by Rick Barton in Arizona October 31st with familiar music, but there was amateur interference and a jammer from North Korea. Also heard on November 2nd. Now he says a big collision with CNR in China, as well as probably the North Korean jammer. Also reported by Dan Sheedy in California, October 31st, starting at 1300, he says it was buried under CNR2 Beijing and the North Korean jammer. October 31st at 1353 and still at 1438, I was hearing DRM noise centered on 13650. I can only assume it was another snafu at Radio Kuwait, which is not supposed to be there until 1700 with DRM in Arabic. Even worse, it was blocking another AM signal in the middle of it, which would be from the other Kuwaiti site run by the U.S., an IBB transmission in Tibetan during that hour. I'm also hearing another Radio Kuwait broadcast, which is in AM but very off frequency around 11629.76. At 1430 UT, I heard it November 1st with Quran, and November 2nd at the same time, also with Quran, but also slightly weaker audio of something else in Arabic talk, presumably bleed through from a different Radio Kuwait program. Something's always wrong there, it seems. Art Delibere in Maryland reports hearing ELWA Liberia as early as 2042 UT, 20 hertz below 6050, still going when he tuned out at 2203 in English with Christian sermons and African accents. It grew to be a good signal by the end of that period. ELWA also reported as late as 0806 UT October 23rd by Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil. Here on the other side of the world, I'm still getting very good loud and clear reception of African Pathways Radio via Madagascar World Voice, the other English hour at 20 to 21 UT, which is now moved to 11965, as well as the 18 UT hour on 13670, both of them replacing 17640. Via Hardcore DX reports from South America that the Peruvian on 4940 has been reactivated. Radio San Antonio, October 26th at 2337. Reported by Daniel Williams in Brazil with music and a local announcer. He's been hearing it for 2 days at that point. And then again, November 2nd at 2213, to which Rodolfo Grimm in Sao Paulo, Brazil, replies he apparently also heard it at 2220 with songs in Spanish, but a very weak signal. It was so weak that he had to use headphones. Earlier, I mentioned that Saudi Arabia was interfering with Guinea on 9650. And in fact, October 31st at 1817, I figured that's what it was, because it was considerably off frequency, unlike Guinea, 37 hertz high. But it was only a just barely audible carrier. This is the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, 1955. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com and the publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com from Carl Witzman. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. As reported last week, Spain's expanded shortwave service now does include English at 23 UT. But as Dave Kenny reports in the British DX Club, It is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only, unlike some other languages, which are Monday through Friday. And judging from their website archive, the English programs usually run a bit over 30 minutes, at least in their original form. The program is usually called Panorama, and it supposedly airs again at 03 UT, and maybe it does on their webcast, but the shortwave service goes off at 03, except for a few minutes more of interval signal, as confirmed by Wolfgang Büschel and Richard Langley. Oh, the frequency, of course, for North America is 9690. It may be okay at 23 UT, but out here it starts fading out, and it's just about gone before 0300. This transmission is in parallel to South America on 11940. They have two other transmitters and two other frequencies, if everything is working, and those two are aimed at Africa and the Middle East, and are not always carrying the same programming, as I found November 2nd at 2210 in Spanish. Africa Hoy was the program on 11685 and 12030. Very weak and quite strong, respectively, even over here. Ken Zicky in Michigan says, log 'em and send REE an email or letter thanking them for returning to shortwave, at least in English. These stations need to know we're actually out here listening, because the experts claim nobody listens to shortwave anymore. They need to hear that the experts are all wet. Ron Howard in California reports on Radio Thailand 5875, a frequency now with language schedule anomalies. He says he had been hearing English instead of Japanese or German from 11:30 to 11:59, but on November 2nd and 3rd they had Burmese or Thai from 11:15 to 11:59, not Chinese, Japanese, German, or English, but still with the usual brief breaks in transmission to change beam direction at 11:29 and 11:44. Many more anomalies I've noted from the voice of Turkey, sometimes very close to the proper frequency and sometimes way off by about 0.7 kilohertz. This can change from one day to the next or 1 hour to the next. Here's what I've been hearing. October 30th at 1355, English was just 5 hertz above 12035, while 24 hours before it was 707 hertz off frequency. And October 30th at 1359, the Turkish service had come up on 11815. Very close to the proper frequency, but the problem with this is that it collides with NHK World Radio Japan in Japanese, overlapping for 1 hour at 14 until 15. And Turkey is actually aimed toward us beyond Western Europe and can put in quite a strong signal. The next day, October 31st at 1359, Turkey was off frequency on this one, 11815.707, and now there's a considerable heterodyne from Japan which manages to stay on frequency. Another one of interest is 15270, which is now the German service frequency from Turkey, ending about 1325. It was on frequency November 1st, and it's probably the same transmitter which moves to 12035 for English at 1330. And this one has yet another problem, co-channel interference from KSDA Guam until 1400 on 12035. Note well that if you do not hear English from Turkey promptly at 1330 on 12035, check 15270, where the sloppy raiders at Emerlair may have let it run late into the next language after German. November 1st at 1429, 11815 was on frequency, but way over Japan with their Turkish music. November 2nd, 15270, lasted until 1325 and a half in German, and took only 1 minute for them to come up on 12035 in English. 11815.7 was the frequency that day at 1400 for Turkish. 15350 is the preceding frequency for the Turkish service before 14 UT, and I've yet to catch that one being off frequency. On November 4th at 13:30, Turkey in English was off 12035.702 with a light heterodyne from KSDA in Thai. And one more about Voice of Turkey, but this one from Gilles Letourneau in Montreal for the English broadcast at 04UT to North America, November 5th at 4:34. It was off 6125.6 kilohertz. Concerning World of Radio scheduling, remember that our Saturday broadcast on Unique Radio via WINB 9265 has a new time now, starting at 1200 UT on Saturdays. Our times on WBCQ, of course, are 1 UT hour later, Wednesday at 22 on 7490, and UT Monday at 04 on 5130. Now that daylight is no longer being shifted, let me go over all our known times on WRMI, some of which have changed and some of which have not. Ideally, our first broadcast is UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. Then Tuesday at 02 on 9955. Tuesday at 2030, 7780. Wednesday at 1030, 5950. Wednesday at 22 on 9955 if it comes on the air in time. Then there's quite a break until Sunday at 21:30 on 7780, Sunday at 22:30 on 9955, 0230 UT Monday on 5950, that's from the WRN relay, which did occur on November 5th, although it was missing the week before, and UT Monday at 0430 on 9955. Oh, another WRN relay via WRMI, I assume, although I can't hear it, should now be Saturday at 17 UT on 5950. Speaking of 5950, I had a just barely audible unidentified carrier when nothing else was propagating on 16 meters, October 31st at 2110 on 17850. It later dawned on me that although nothing is listed there, it could be the third harmonic of WRMI 5950. Harmonics from Okeechobee are rare. They are generally well suppressed and the frequencies accurate. Via Roger in Germany, news about a special broadcast from Universe Radio in the Netherlands via WBCQ. It's scheduled for Saturday, November 10th at 18 to 22 UT on 5130, including the first hour at 18 is called Hello America, the second hour at 19, Universe Rocks, and the following 2 hours are Panic Show Classics. Of course, this is in full daylight, so the range should be rather limited. October 31st, before and after 14 UT, I was hearing no sign of DRM from WINB, as had been around 15670. However, the next day, November 1st, around 13:30, there was that asymmetrical DRM, which only WINB transmits, centered on 13690. That is, it sounds like normal DRM noise on the plus side, but it's very rough on the minus side. And in fact, that is the new frequency for WINB's DRM tests, 11 to 17 UT, Monday through Friday, 13690. They're also supposedly registered and maybe actually testing overnight at 7 to 9 UT on 7315 and 9 to 11 on 9265. They say that between 1700 and the first schedule AM broadcast on 9265, that transmitter is occasionally testing in DRM or AM. I found this info from WINB's twitting, not on their own website, although they link to the twits. By the way, the B18 schedule from HFCC does show WINB on 13690 instead of 15670, but claims it is not in DRM. That's what the D letter means, not DRM. That's because the few DRM broadcasts on the HFCC schedule are labeled N. That's French, numérique, meaning digital. Some of my medium wave DX around sunrise, 13 UT, November 3rd on 660 kHz, I was hearing a political ad in English with a Navajo accent, and then an Ace Hardware jingle. That, of course, is KTNN, Window Rock, Arizona. I'm always suspicious when this 50 kilowatt station is audible before sunrise there. It's supposed to be protecting New York City, but it's still a night path this far. Their sunrise in November is officially 1345. On 8:30, I had a creationist religious program from the Northwest, which had to be nothing but KUYO in Evansville or Casper, Wyoming. But it's supposed to be a 25 kilowatt daytimer, and this was long before its official sunrise of 14 UT in November. On 8:40, November 1st, at 12:45, I was getting Spanish from the West, which rules out Mexico. It was New Mexico, KJFA, in Belén, Nuevo México. It's the successor to 860 KARS. And their slogan now is Más Música y Variedad en Español, El Motivador. And of course, if it were Mexican, they would never need to say they're in Spanish. On 870, November 1st at 1225 UT, I was getting wintry weather information. It certainly wasn't WWL New Orleans. And in fact, they were mentioning Minnesota and Wisconsin. So that would be KPRM, Park Rapids in northern Minnesota. It has a 50 kilowatt day power, but 2.5 kilowatts at night. And I think they were also early using their day pattern, since their sunrise was not supposed to be until 1315 UT in November. Last week we had news of a new station from or to Yemen on 1170 kilohertz, Sawt al-Jamhuriyah, or Voice of the Republic. A lot more investigation of this has followed, and Chris Greenway in England says, I think there can be little doubt that 1170 is from the 800 kilowatt transmitter at the Al Dabaya site in the United Arab Emirates, where there's also lots of shortwave, of course. According to Medium Wave List, it's on the air between 14 and 05 UT, the hours of darkness for skywave coverage of Yemen. The satellite feed is on Eutelsat 7 West A at 7.3 West, often incorrectly referred to in the Middle East as Nilesat, because it's almost in the same orbital position at 7.0 West. Many satellite users say they have a Nilesat dish pointing at that position. And although the relay on 1170 is not 24/7, the satellite feed and presumably FM relays are. And Wolfgang Büschel, or is it Roger in Germany, says it's a station of the RNF. It's pro-Hadi and anti-Houthi. The propagation outlook from Boulder. June magnetic field activity expected to be unsettled to active November 5th to 7th, 10th and 11th, and again December 1st, with G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels expected November 5th due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream effects, with A and K and C peaking at 20 and 5. Other peaks 15 and 4 on November 10th and December 1st. But a long spell of quiet conditions, only 5 and 2 from November 12th through November 30th. Solar flux expected to rise from 68 November 11th to a peak of 70 November 12th to 17th, and back down to 68 by November 20th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1955.